This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath took stock of the situation at police lines Hathras today. Chief Minister has reached District Hospital Hathras to meet the stampede victims and their families. A total of 121 people have lost their lives and 31 were injured in the stampede that took place in a satsang event yesterday. It is feared that the death toll may rise. The stampede took place at a satsang of Bhole Baba in Pulrai village of Sikandra Rao Tehsil. Officials said the stampede took place when devotees tried to get a glimpse of the religious leader, namely Bhole Baba, after the event ended. State Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh said 72 bodies have been identified so far. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has ordered a thorough probe into the incident. A high-level committee has been constituted to investigate the matter under chairmanship of ADG Agra Zone, which will submit its report within 24 hours. Our correspondent reports that the Chief Minister will visit Hathras today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply in the Rajya Sabha this noon to the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both houses. When the House met this morning, the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address resumed. Ruvangra Narzari of UPPL said the Northeast region has flourished due to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Act East policy. He said peace has been brought in the region and several militant groups have signed peace treaties. He said Assam has also witnessed tremendous development under Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma. The discussion is underway. Earlier, the House paid tribute to the people who lost their lives in the tragic incident in Hathras in Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said loss of lives and injury in the tragic incident is painful and unfortunate. He said all necessary steps are being taken to provide medical aid to the injured. He said authorities have set up a committee to investigate the matter. Leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge suggested that law should be made to stop such kinds of incidents. He said Union Home Minister must make a statement over the Hathras incident. On making a law to stop such incidents, the chairman said this is an important point raised by the leader of the opposition. He said it will be an extremely healthy tradition that Treasury and opposition benches get together to find solutions to prevent such incidents. Earlier, the House also paid obituary to the former member and observed silence in respect of the departed souls. Delhi BJP leaders held a protest against Congress MP and leader of opposition Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi over his remarks allegedly regarding a certain community. Talking to media, Delhi BJP MP Bansuri Swaraj hit out at Mr. Gandhi for reportedly making an irresponsible statement. She alleged that Mr. Gandhi made the statement to encourage appeasement politics. However, Mr. Gandhi has denied the charges, saying that his comments were directed towards the BJP and not a particular community. The southwest monsoon has further advanced into remaining parts of Rajasthan, Haryana and Punjab. Intermeteorological Department IMD said the southwest monsoon has covered the entire country 6 days before the normal date. In its forecast, it said light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm lightning is expected in northwest and central part of the country during the next 4 days. Punjab, Haryana, Uttarakhand and Gujarat is expected to experience very heavy rainfall today. Himachal Pradesh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh are expected to experience heavy rainfall today. The northeastern part of the country is also expected to get heavy to very heavy rainfall in the next 4 days. Four Palestinians were killed in an Israeli airstrike yesterday in the city of Tulkarm. The Palestinian Health Ministry said in a press statement that an Israeli reconnaissance aircraft targeted a group of young men in the main square of Nur Shams refugee camp with a missile, killing 4 young men. The Israeli army confirmed in a statement that it carried out the attack in the Nur Shams camp, claiming it targeted a cell while it was placing an explosive device. In Wimbledon tennis, Rohan Bopanna with his Australian companion Matthew Ebden and Sumit Nagal, along with his Serbian partner Dusan Lajovic, will play their men's doubles opening matches today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.